This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Mike Haas filling in for Steve Geller along with Jeff Nowak and Charlie Long in the booth until 7 o'clock tonight. Talk a little more Clemson and LSU at 6:20 with Don Munson, the voice of Clemson football. We'll talk to him and we'll kind of talk a little bit about the Saints just because it's, you know, it's coming up, man. It's next Sunday, Kyler Murray, Arizona, you know, really a couple Oklahoma quarterbacks. You know, Kyler was first and then he played at Oklahoma and then Spencer followed him and their numbers were crazy.
Correct.
But running quarterback, we know that the Saints struggled with that kind of – just even a guy just elongating the play. But, I mean, a running quarterback like Kyler will make you pay.
Yeah, no question. And I did ask Brandon Staley about, you know, his philosophy. How do you game plan for that? And how much of that is a game plan? So let's go to the
– a little bit, and obviously Kyler's the same way. Like, how much time do you spend trying to factor in quarterbacks that are just going to extend forever? You know, like, is that something that you scheme for, or do you just have to kind of handle it within the defense?
Yeah, you got to scheme for it, for sure. Added element of the mobility is a big part of this league, and the best quarterbacks now, you can name one, they all have it. So all those big high leverage downs, third downs, red area, 2 minute, you're going to have to, you know, factor that in at how you play. So no matter how you're going to rush the quarterback, 4, 5, 6, whatever, that's going to be a big component of the game plan. Bo, that's a great exposure for our guys. You know, getting ready for, you know, our first game, but all the other games, too, that we're going to have to play where the quarterback's a special player with his legs. And, you know, we had good exposure in games two and games one of the preseason as well with Trevor and then, you know, Trey Lance. You know, he's a very mobile quarterback, too. So that's the thing that you have to do during training camp now is you have to learn, you know, until it's live, you don't really know. And Spencer and Tyler and Jake have given us great looks too. But that's such a big part of finishing plays in the NFL. So we're going to have to spend a lot of time on it with Kyler for sure.
Yeah, so that was our WWL Sound Bank brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. I got it. And, you know, a couple things. One, you know, you hear Brandon Staley talk and explain things, and it's like, yeah, that's the former head coach. Like, you can just, like, there's certain guys you can just hear them, how they break down the game and how they talk about the game, and you can understand it immediately. And it's like, just for contrast, like Clint Kubiak last year, not a head coach, right? Just, you know, and there's nothing wrong with
nice
Clint
guy.
Kubiak.
Nice guy.
Great guy.
Right.
Like, I really like Clint Kubiak, but not a guy you would go to for sound bites. Let's put it that way. This kind of calls back to a conversation I was having with Steve Geller after the Chargers game. And he was a little concerned because Trey Lance was running all over him. And he was like, wow, I thought this defense was supposed to be better at handling the quarterback runs. And, you know, what I appreciate about what Brandon Staley said, it's like, it's not just, hey, the defense solves this problem. You're game planning. You're scheming to handle certain quarterbacks. And not just, hey, this guy likes to run, but how does he like to run? How does he like to extend plays versus does he like to get upfield? And like, that's part of your weekly plan. And that's why I told him, I was like, hey, I'm not going to overreact to Trey Lance running around because I think to a certain extent, you're not game planning for really anything the Chargers are going to do, and you're definitely not game planning for, oh, their backup quarterback likes to run, so let's call certain things, let's have a plan. It's like, no, you're running your stuff, and whatever they do, they're going to do, and you're just going to handle it. I think once you get into the regular season and once you start game planning for a guy like Kyler Murray, your defense is going to handle that a certain way. And that's one of the reasons I feel like this team struggled a bit repeatedly, I should say, to handle mobile quarterbacks over the last several years, because I think D.A. was a little stubborn in how he was willing to adjust his defense to account for certain things. He kind of was like, this is what we do, and this is how we do it. Same reason he ran press man like 90% of the time, right? And so one of the reasons I like Brandon Staley's defense, and one of the reasons I think it's going to be effective, is it is versatile, and it is able to change and adjust and defend a lot of different types of offenses. So I'm curious, and hey, all this is to say maybe Kyler goes off for 150 yards. This is all a moot point. But I have a feeling that this is going to be a much more enjoyable defense to watch as it tries to chase around these jitterbug quarterbacks.
And it is the test out of the box, right? He came in as the top pick in 2019, Kyler Murray. He's rushed for 31 touchdowns, so his longest run each year. His longest run in 2019 was 35, then 48, then 57, then 42, then 33, and then 50. So that's 6 years, an average of 57. How many of those do you think were touchdowns?
All of them.
One.
Oh, one? Oh,
yeah,
man.
just the 50. I thought the same thing. I figured if he's gone for 57, you ain't catching him, right?
Yeah.
If he's gone for 48, you ain't catching him. But just the last one in 2024 that went 50 yards was the touchdown. But, I mean, don't get me wrong, the 57-yarder is still, you know, hurtful. But it's, you're right. I mean, I'm interested to see how this defense attacks it. And it's not just we focus sometimes lane, you know, discipline. And it's, you know, it's about, like you said, like Brendan said, it's about game planning and being in the right position,
right,
irrespective of lane integrity.
And what makes Kyler particularly difficult is he does both. Like, there's certain guys who are really good at extending. And then there's certain guys who are just fast and you get upfield. And, you know, it's like, I think Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck, they're mobile in two very different ways.
Yes.
Whereas Kyler, I feel like, does it all. You know, like, yes, he can just take off and go for 50 yards, but he's also willing to just extend a play for 12, 10, 15 seconds behind the line of scrimmage until the DBs just can't cover anymore, and then finds, you know, that's why when they had Hopkins, it was like, oh, man, this is a problem, because it was always a guy you could just throw the ball up to. So he's going to be a pain. People are going to walk out of that game being like, I hate that guy.
Unless we win. Then we don't care.
They'll still hate him.
Then unless we win. All right, take a break. We'll talk to Don Munson on the other side. He's the voice of Clemson football, LSU, Death Valley, the other one, you know, on the East Coast against the Tigers, the other one on the East Coast, LSU and Clemson tomorrow night, 6:30, back after this on Sports Talk, WWLAMFM.com, but always free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, Mike Haas, Jeff Nowak with you until 7 o'clock tonight, and we're talking LSU and Clemson tomorrow, Tigers and Tigers, Death Valley. Joining us now, Don Munson, voice of Clemson football. Don, you're on with Jeff Nowak and Mike Haas. First off, welcome to the show.
Glad to be with you all. Let me tell you, this is a real treat for me. I can't tell you how many times as a kid that I would lay in my bed outside of Asheville, North Carolina, a little town of Montreat where I grew up, and listen to your radio station at night, AM, as I was going to bed. This is a real thrill for me.
Well, it's a thrill for us as well. You're right. It is a powerhouse transmitter that it doesn't exist anymore, right? It's an aberration out there.
It's a blowtorch, is what it is, baby.
I love that. We may use that, but that's awesome. So, wow, what a kickoff for both teams, 9 versus 4. And we had a guest from LSU on earlier, and you possibly four guys, picked in the top 10 of the draft. I mean, it's the atmosphere, everything is just, what a great way to start.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that certainly here in the state of South Carolina and here in Clemson, that folks have been counting this one down ever since it was really announced, to be perfectly honest with you. And I think that everybody's excited to go to come to Baton Rouge next year to kick off the season as well. So it's strange that these two clubs maybe don't play more often than they do. Obviously, the only time that we have seen one another here recently has been in postseason play. You all got the better of us certainly last time that we saw one another and won a national championship. But this is what college football should be. You know, big programs play in big programs, and I love it, the fact that we open up late season. Clemson has been doing this though under Coach Sweeney. They haven't ducked too many games like this.
You know, Don, I do need you to know I have told everyone the correct way to pronounce Clemson. We went through this when they drafted Brian Brzee. Everyone was throwing a Z in there. I was like, no, it's a P. You gotta pronounce the P. But yeah, no, and. I do find Clemson interesting. You know, I lived up in Myrtle Beach for about 4 years, and Clemson was kind of the story, right? Like, it was every year. It was either Alabama or Clemson. They kind of fell. It's hard to call them hard times because they were still in the national window, right? Like, you would still see them opening up against Georgia in these games, but it did feel like they kind of lost some of that cachet, especially as we got into the transfer portal era. And I don't know if Dabo has really embraced the NIL part of this whole thing, but you know, does it kind of feel like they're on their way back? You know, last year kind of felt like the step back into that kind of national prominence, and they obviously would have liked to get a little further in the college football playoff. But you know, where do you kind of see that kind of phase going for them?
Well, I mean, you go back and you Yeah, I mean, it's tough to maintain, obviously, what they did from really 2015 all the way through the 2020 season, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, the way that they went about their business in that period of time, and playing in four national championship games, obviously, you know, winning two, you know, and then people just get, you know, they just take it for granted. Got back to the playoffs last year. I thought they went to Austin and played well. They had some defense. Maybe they get out of there. It was a one score game in the fourth quarter. Clemson had cut it to 7, and then unfortunately their defense gave up a big play. And big plays last year against the Clemson defense were way too often. One of the reasons that we've had a change of defensive coordinator coming into this one here tonight, or tomorrow night, I should say.
So it's so easy to fall into, okay, Cade, you know, Klubnik and Antonio Williams and Bryant Wesco, and then Garrett Nussmeier, Nick Anderson, and Barry and Brown, right? I mean, you can fall into that. This is the game. This is going to be the decider. But I'm looking at, you know, Peter Woods, T.J. Parker, and an LSU offensive line. They did a pretty good job last year, Matt, in the trench battle, right? Not talked about it immensely, but how do you see this playing out, and how do you see this as a factor in this football game?
Oh, I think it's where it's going to be won. I don't think there's any doubt about it that whatever offensive line can control the defensive line, I think that's where this game is won. You know, everybody, you know, it's like the old commercial, you know, with Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine. Everybody, chicks love the long ball. I get it. All right, I get it. But it's the guys inside that really kind of dictate the what's going to happen. And I really believe that. Both offensive lines have an opportunity to come out and establish themselves, both defensive lines or defensive front sevens, really. And it's going to be very interesting to see how both defenses go about attacking each other's offense in this one, because there are weapons galore, certainly, from both offenses.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of the quarterbacks, you know, where have you seen kind of Cade? Like, what do you want to see from Cade this year in terms of what's the next step for him? Obviously, he's going to get all the NFL draft hype, but, you know, it does seem like every year there's one or two guys that just kind of skyrocket throughout the course of this season. What would you need to see from Cade for that to happen for him?
Oh, I don't think there's anything that spectacular that needs to happen with him. I think obviously the problem here at Clemson is that he gets, you know, is because of Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence that were sitting there in front of him. Heck, even Kelly Bryant that was between Watson and Lawrence. You know, people forget 2017, Clemson was the number one seed going into the four-team playoff in that time and frame. Got beat by Alabama in the Sugar Bowl in the semifinal game. But I don't think that he has to do anything special. I think that he just needs to continue the progression that we've seen him make. I mean, the kid threw 33 touchdowns, only 6 picks last year, by the way, and he also had 7 on the ground. So he accounted for 40 touchdowns last year. So he just needs to continue to do – maybe his passing completion needs to go up a tick. You know, 63.4, I think, is what he was at last year. And that's also, by the way, his career stat as well. On his career, he's completed 63.4%. So maybe you'd like to see that get to the 68 to 70% range. And if it does, then I think that only spells, you know, big, big things for him.
You mentioned that 2020 game. I was there. I was working for the Superdome. And to this day, and I maybe one other game, which would have been kind of Virginia Tech and maybe Miami back in the day. I'm talking a long time ago, Michael Vick. That game, to me, was the greatest display of athleticism on both sides of the ball I've ever seen. Both teams, Clemson and LSU, I've never seen a game that just produced so many unbelievable athletes.
Oh, man, they were everywhere. And I always go back, you know, Burrow throws a ball in the first quarter, and if Nolan Turner can hang on to the ball and return it for an interception and a touchdown, I really would have liked to see what would have happened, because I think that could have been a play early on in that game that really could have turned things in Clemson's favor. Now, it didn't happen. And so, you know, Burrow just kind of, you know, he got better as the game went along, and you could just see the confidence growing and what LSU was doing offensively. And, you know, once they got going, once that group got going, woof, I mean, that was difficult to stop. And they Clemson had won 29 in a row coming into that contest. So they were looking for number 30, and unfortunately, the Superdome has kind of been a little bit of a house of horrors for Clemson here as of late.
You know, Don, you should have seen Haas and myself out in L.A. getting ready for the Chargers game, trying to figure out how to pronounce Uyangalale. I'm sure you had a good time.
Uyangalale.
Yeah, sure you had a good time with that when he arrived there. But, you know, just, you know, simple or complicated pronunciation aside, like, who are, if you can give us a handful of players that maybe LSU fans aren't aware of now that they might be walking out of that game being like, man, I hate that guy because he's just been such a big part of that game. Like, who are some of the under-the-radar players that could have a big impact on the game tomorrow?
Well, I think you would probably start over on the let's start over on the defensive side of the football. At defensive tackle, obviously Peter Woods moves back inside. He's a known commodity. But the guys that are right beside him, for instance, Capehart, also Safilin Green. I think those are two names at the other defensive tackle position that probably you need to be aware of. And those are definitely guys. Quarterbacks hate it when they get pressure up the middle and in their face. And that group that's inside for Clemson can do exactly that. So I would say that defensively on the defensive front, those would be players that Ashton Hampton at one of the corner spots. You got Avion Terrell that's at one corner. A lot of people think he'll be a first-round pick. But you got this young, big corner over on the other side of the football. And this is a guy I think that is – he's just really coming into his own, has had a great summer and a great August camp. Really, really looking forward to see him. The question mark becomes what happens at safety. So Ronan Hanifin, there's another name for you. Number five, Ronan Hanifin, something tells me that LSU will try to test him and test him early. And how does he stand up to it? If he answers the call, then that's certainly one of the guys you could be saying that LSU fans will be walking away from and saying, where in the world did this kid come from? You know, we didn't even hear about him. So that would be you over on the defensive side of the football. I think when you look at the offensive side of the ball, Tyler Brown is a guy that was banged up most of last year, is back. He had a great freshman campaign. Sophomore year was just abysmal for him because he just could not shake the injury bug. So number six at wide receiver is the transfer portal kid that we've had come in, Tristan Smith, number three. He's a big wide out, 6'5", 210-ish. Can go get it, can high point the ball and do things there. So as far as running, obviously Adam Randall is going to get a start, but you talk about name game now, David Ezeumume, so you got to get that one spit out, all right? So
David E.
Get that one. Yeah, Easy E, exactly.
Easy
right.
E, baby.
Names are
Easy E, baby. But Ezeumume could also be a guy, I think, that could have – he runs angry. One of our linebackers, Wade Woodaz, said that that's, you know, he just runs angry when they go up against him in practice. So it'll be interesting to see if he can have one of those angry runs against LSU tomorrow.
Don, my final question. So beyond LSU, I mean, you don't know about the rankings. SMU's ranked South Carolina. LSU, of course, will have, you know, the SEC. It's a weird question because there's pressure on both. But LSU's lost five straight season openers. Like, for Clemson, if they lost this game, like, is it as important to Clemson? Like, if they were to go 0-1 with their schedule, is it as costly for them as it would be for LSU?
I think so. Yeah, I think both of these teams have something on the line in this. Clemson loses this, and that would be four in a row. They would have lost to an SEC opponent. And if you don't believe, you know, believe me, here in the ACC, where the SEC is still thick, you're going to hear about that. And so I think, yeah. Plus, it gives you an opportunity to just kind of set the tone for what could be the rest of the year. It is one of those games. It's like an NCAA game when you have two out-of-conference opponents that are going up against one another that are highly ranked to start preseason. And that can be a determining factor on a seed when you get to a tournament time. I think that both of these teams legitimately can make the playoffs. But it could be also one of those games that, if it comes down to it, could determine a seed, could determine maybe who gets a home game or who is getting to get a bye. So, yeah, I think there's a lot on the line for both these clubs.
Well, we look forward to it. I look forward to it tomorrow night. We look forward to you guys coming to Baton Rouge, you know. And so they're both just unbelievable atmospheres. I understand the night before game at 7:30, you got stuff to do. So I'm enormously appreciative to take some time and talk LSU Clemson with us.
Anytime. Appreciate you. Let me spread a little gospel to the Clemson Tigers.
We appreciate it. Don Munson, of Clemson football at W. Donald Munson. We'll take a break. LSU and Clemson tomorrow at 6:30 right here on WWL. We'll take a break. Jeff Nowak, Mike Cost, Charlie Long in the booth back after this on Sports Talk, WWLAMFM.com, and always free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back to Sports Talk for about another 15 minutes on this Friday, August 29th and Labor Day weekend. Hope everybody is going to have a great weekend and is safe. Be safe on the roadways. Just have a great weekend. If you're not working Monday, we are working Monday because Saints have practice on Monday. They are off this weekend. Yeah, don't they? Jeff's looking at me
Saints?
Like, Saints?
Yeah.
Yeah, practice on Monday, off on Tuesday.
Just looking at you.
Well, I know, but as you...
like, I look concerned.
Even that wife, like, look, I said something wrong. it's just Arizona. Like, they're dipping in. They better be dipping into Arizona already, which I know they are. Big game start the season.
Yeah, no, and you know, one of the guys we haven't talked about yet is Tyler Shuck, and we really should talk about Tyler Shuck. So we're going to go into our WWL Sound Bank, brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. And I got to chat briefly with Tyler over at the facility the other day. So let's hear it.
I know it just happened, but is that going to be kind of a difficult mental switch just to go from competing every day to now I'm the backup? Like, how do you handle that?
In my head, I'm still competing every day. I think everything is evaluation, especially in this league. You know, you never know what can happen. You know, I think at the end of the day, my job is to support Spencer, and that's me competing and do everything I can to practice as well as I can, give good, great looks, to learn, to grow, to continue to offer support. So that's all part of it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one thing that's impressed me about Tyler is just his approach to the game and how he's kind of developed in this process. And, you know, whether he wants to admit it or not, that's a tough kind of emotional switch to flip, right? Because you have been competing with somebody else to try to beat them for the starting job. And now it's his job and you are the backup. That said, I think he's correct. Like, you can't just stop competing, right? Because Spencer starting week one does not mean you will never get a chance to start. It just means that you don't know when that's going to be. That could be week one. If Spencer, you know, gets hit from behind and gets hurt, God forbid, but like, could be week three if things go terribly and you make a change. Like, what Tyler has to do now is not sit there and sulk and be like, oh, I didn't win the starting job. I guess I just, here, I'm going to go be angry in the corner. No, he has to go and continue to work and continue to get better because his time is going to come. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And for it to be never would mean that Spencer is playing so well that the conversation doesn't matter anyway. But what Tyler has to make sure is that whenever that time does come that he gets in the game, he's ready. And because it's not about, you know, it's a bummer to not start week one, but that doesn't mean that your career is over. It just means that you have to be ready for when it inevitably starts.
All right. I'm going to talk about Tyler Shuck in 10 seconds. But was that a cartoon character? What was that?
I think it was kind of like Popeye. I think there was
It
felt like a Popeye and like, you know, the dogs with the long ears.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of like a mix there, yeah.
So I think the interesting thing about Tyler to me, yeah, Droopy, yeah. this is the show off the rails, is that I heard a soundbite, you know, from him earlier prior to the decision, and it was very confident. He felt like he had done enough to earn the starting job, which is exactly what you want your quarterback to say. I don't want him to say, that's it. It's going to be Spencer.
Right.
He felt like, and I believe in my heart, he does. He did feel like he had done enough to earn the starting job, which is, so I think in response to your question, I do think he's going to be exactly that. He is going to be competing every day because he knows it's not a if, it's a win, right? But most likely it's a win, right? And so you hope not. I mean, at this point, you don't care. Win some games. I don't care if you're the quarterback. Win some games. We'll fight it out later. But I feel like he's going to compete.
Yeah, no, and if you're the right type of person to be the starting quarterback for the Saints long term, you shouldn't view this as a failure. You should view this as motivation.
Yes.
Right? Like, that's the mentality you have to have. And I think it is the mentality that he has. And we'll see how it goes. And then worst case, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world to have a backup quarterback with however many games of starting experience.
Right.
Right? And that's why, like, if things go a certain way, the Saints could be in a great quarterback situation with their starting quarterback and backup quarterback on rookie deals. And it's just a question of whether one of those guys is a starting quarterback.
And the rarity, other than Josh Allen, of a quarterback starting all 17 games, Derek Carr did it, and he got hurt in three of those games. But the rarity of a quarterback starting all 17, unless you're Josh Allen, doesn't exist. So you're going to need two.
Right.
And hopefully you only need two. So anyway, when we come back, a couple of things. Charlie and I are going to have a bet that we're going to do, and I'm going to give a little –
I'll start working on my bookie.
I'm
going to
give a little reason.
Reason
of hope. Like, why? Well, Saints, it feels like, you know, not the fans, but it just feels like the negativity around this team that's 0-0 is too much. I'm going to tell you why there is hope when we come back here on WWL. Welcome back for the final few minutes of our sports talk show. Mike Haas, Jeff Nowak, and Charlie Long. Charlie, you and I, we live under the same blanket of don't sleep on the Sun Belt.
Oh, yeah.
You are UL Louisiana. I am James Madison University. And the two schools will face off on October 11th in beautiful Harrisonburg in the Shenandoah Valley of the Commonwealth of Virginia. So you get to pick the bet. But there's going to be a bet.
Okay.
You, not a fake $100.
Are we doing a preseason bet here, Mike, or you want to kind of push it back until we get closer to the game? We still got like a month and a half to go.
But then we know who, then we, you know.
Well, listen, we know
if you don't have faith in your
good.
Team, I understand.
No. Don't take it
if
for
you
that.
Don't have faith. I'll,
and Walker Howard, I believe, Mike Oss.
Okay. So whatever the bet will be, we'll do lunch or whatever, that, whatever it is.
That JMU sounds like a good
straight
idea.
Straight up in Harrisonburg. I ain't give any points. Straight up money line. All right.
Lunch. That's it, Mike.
All right. Sounds good.
I will say this as well, right, real quick before we wrap up the show. As far as the Sun Belt preseason odds go, because we talked about Tulane and the preseason odds in the AAC earlier, James Madison is the leader in the Sun Belt preseason odds. UL is number two. So I think that little preview in Harrisonburg and, you know, kind of early October might be a preview of the Sun Belt championship game, Mike, if I had to imagine.
Ooh, I love it. The Sun Belt office is down the hall for me. And I complain to him all the time. I'm like, I want to see James Madison play, and the closest they are is like North Carolina.
Yeah.
The Sun Belt, it needs to be smaller. Make it smaller or play. Can we play USM?
Well,
can
with
we
the play expansion, somebody? It's all the way up into the Carolinas and even in like Virginia.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been awesome.
All right. So I said, I teased with why Saints fans should have hope. Because if you look at the prognosticators and the records
it's
and
depressing.
The media, oh my gosh, it's not, hey, we're below the radar, we're not on the radar, right? So why should we be hopeful? The NFC South.
You know, I agree.
Did you know
with
I was going to do
yeah,
this?
Yeah, well, Drew talked about this yesterday, and it's like, I disagree with a lot of his take, I agree with that. Like, the NFC South is not that good.
Right. So, in 2020, I'm going to give you the last 3 years. Of course, the Saints won it for 4 years. Tampa's won it for the last four. And you go, oh, Tampa's won four straight. Big deal.
Yeah, seven, right? eight, 9, and 10 wins.
Right. So 2024, last year, no team in the NFC South ever had a two-game lead in the division except the Atlanta Falcons, and they didn't win the division and did not make the playoffs. Let's begin with Atlanta and Carolina, these two teams that are, oh, they're going to be better this year. Oh, they're improved. Atlanta's haven't made the playoffs since 2017.
No. Haven't won nine games since 2017.
Exactly. And haven't made the playoffs. So 2024, no team had a two-game lead except for Atlanta. Week 13, December. Week 13, there is no team in the NFC South that's above 500. All right. 2024, gone. 2023, we go to week 14, December 10th in 2023. There is no team in the NFC South that is 500 or above. They're all below 500. 2022, week 16, the season's almost over, and no team is even 500. They're all below 500. You're in it. So you're not in it in the NFC South.
You're always in it.
You're always in it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a very safe Labor Day. My thanks to Charlie Long in the booth, Jeff Nowak, of course, our guest, Matty Hudak, Tulane tomorrow, 11 o'clock, Zach Nagy, Don Munson, and we say goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music. or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.